Well, you know, one of the rules that you put in you have these wonderful 12 rules of survival, which is a wonderful kind of summary of what you could draw out of deep survival. And one of them is to be curious.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So you've proved that you you know that you're following your own advice. So let's walk through the 12 rules of survival. I don't know if you remember them off the top of my head, but I have them here, and I think they're wonderful, you know, sort of wonderful guideposts for, as you said, what the metaphor of the wilderness experience teaches all of us.
Yeah.
So the first is perceive and believe.
Right. Denial is an enemy of the successful survivor. You know, it's surprising how people can ignore what's right in front of them. And I experience this all the time just in daily life, but one of my favorite stories about it, I was driving to California one time and I was coming over the mountains and I spent most of the day going up one side of this long, long road, up the mountain, and then spent the next half of the day going down this long road, down this mountain, got to the bottom of this mountain, which was right there. And there was a gas station, and I stopped to get gas, and the guy was putting gas in the car, and I said, "What's the name of that mountain?" And he said, "What mountain?" And I thought, wow, that's really interesting that you can make an entire mountain disappear just by not paying attention to it.
Wow.
I think, you know, a lot of us are that way about things that happen in our lives. We can deny what's right before us. Which is okay most of the time because the stakes aren't very high, but in a survival situation, it can mean the difference between life and death. And I noticed that in accounts of survivors who are successful, one of the first things they do is they get beyond the denial. The first reaction, you know, you break your leg at 20,000 feet on a mountain in Peru, your reaction is, maybe I just sprained it.
Right.
You know, and so you go beyond that very quickly to, okay, my leg's broken, now what do I do?
I was very struck with your story about almost flying through the storm
yeah.
in everyday survival, where what you're saying is we have a model in our head. I'm going on vacation. It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to have fun. And we get stuck on that model and literally can't, you know, we delay perceiving the real risk and the fact that our model is not coming true.
Right. One of the things I talk about in everyday survival is how perception works. And it has to do with decision making. We normally think of decision making as, you know, you take in a bunch of information, you analyze it, and you reach a conclusion, and then you do whatever the logical thing is. But that's not really how it works. First of all, we're mostly not taking in information. The way that the brain works, because it's limited in its capacity, is that we create models of things. We create very simplified models in our heads that stand in for the reality. So, for example, if you're looking for your car keys, you don't have to go around the house examining every object to see whether it's your car keys. You can simply scan sort of very quickly across surfaces, and your eye will only stop when it reaches something that's kind of like a car key. And that's because you have in your brain a model stored that matches this. The ideal model, or the easiest model for people to recognize, is the parking symbol for handicapped people. It looks like a person in a wheelchair. We're all familiar with that. But if you look at it carefully, it really doesn't look anything like a person or a wheelchair. It's just some random lines that are close enough to it that it calls up that image for us. So that's how all of our perception works. And it's very easy for us to construct these models, and then we construct behaviors based on these models that I call behavioral scripts, so that we can do things unconsciously and efficiently. Once we're engaged with these models and scripts, we stop seeing.
Right.
We just, you know, everybody knows you can drive 12 blocks without realizing you've gone, you know, you haven't been paying attention.
Right.
Because it's automatic. And that's a very efficient thing, and it's served us well through evolution, but it's also a very dangerous thing.
So step one is to see it as it is and to face it quickly.
Perceive and believe.